Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to all those who believe, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Romans 1, verses 16 and 17. As we think about items that are essential to salvation, one of the most important, one of the most profound is the Word of God. God's Word plays a very important role in the salvation of mankind. Listen to what James said in James 1, verse 21. James said, "Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted Word, which is able to save your souls." From this text, we clearly learn that the Word of God is that which saves our soul. Peter said in 1 Peter 1, verses 22 through 25, that although man is frail and his life passes shortly, it's by the Word of God that we are born again. As we think about the importance of God's Word, remember again what Paul said, it's the gospel where the power of salvation exists. The gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ. Jesus himself said in John 8, verse 32, "You shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free." Well, free from what? Free from sin, free from condemnation, free to live as God wants us to live. And so, is it important that I study, that I read, and that I do what the Word of God says? Absolutely. So important that if I fail to live my life by the Word of God and only the Word of God, there's no way I can be saved. And friend, here's what the Word of God says you must do to be saved. You must hear God's Word, Romans 10, verse 17. You must believe in Jesus, John 8, verse 24. You must repent of your sin, Luke 13, 3. You must confess His name before men, Romans 10, verse 10. And you must be baptized for the remission of your sins. Are you listening to the Word of God? It is key to our salvation.
The glory. This is the gospel of Christ.